the UNDP Country Director, the CARE Country Director, representatives of development partners, representatives of financial institutions, mobile network operators, distinguished participants from all over the world, invited guests from all over the world, distinguished invited guests, members of the press, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. I'm very well delighted today to deliver this address, which sets the tone for the roundtable discussions. I think it's a square table or rectangular table discussion, or parallelogram, which one is it? On the theme, Innovations for Last Mile Financial Inclusion Through Digital Finance and Agency Banking in Ghana. The relevant stakeholders have gathered here today to deliberate on the way forward in establishing regional and national level strategies, frameworks, and partnerships that seek to address issues of financial inclusion in the countries. Ghana's financial sector has evolved over the decades, and there have been a number of reforms that have made the sector more diversified yet sophisticated. The financial sector has become highly competitive with the entry of new banks and a variety of other financial service providers. The competitive financial sector landscape has led to the development of new and superior financial products and services to meet the increasing needs of customers. Currently, there are 29 universal banks with over 750 branches and 29 savings and loans companies and several rural and community banks, as well as microfinance businesses, including savings and credit cooperatives in Ghana. There are about 40 collective investment schemes which provide avenues for small investors to also participate in the financial market. Some of the insurance companies have also introduced micro-insurance products, all in an effort to make insurance available to the poor. In addition, the market is currently vibrant with the use of mobile phones to transfer and receive money and also make payment through mobile money. Increasingly, banks have introduced the use of payment cards, particularly electronic money, to ensure that banking transactions and payment services are conducted without necessarily visiting the traditional bank branches, and therefore encouraging a cashless system for transactions. These products are added incentives to improve access to financial services to the unbanked and undeserved segment of the population. Ladies and gentlemen, the lack of access to and use of financial services is one of the major factors impeding growth and development, and there is the need to create a conducive an easy platform for the citizenry to access financial products and services. Government recognizes that financial access, inclusion, and literacy are cornerstones for economic growth and development. In this regard, therefore, government has identified financial inclusion as one of the top priorities in its accelerated transformation agenda. It is expected that barriers to the use of financial services by the poor, vulnerable, and the disadvantage will be eliminated with the measures being implemented. It is gratifying to note that government, through the Ministry of Finance and together with key stakeholders, is currently developing a financial inclusion strategy as a means of deepening financial inclusiveness across all segments of the financial sector. As part of the effort to ensure financial stability in the financial system, especially in the microfinance sector, credit union regulations were passed in November 2015 to address regulatory issues of concern to credit unions. These regulations have taken into consideration peculiarities of credit unions which set them apart from other financial institutions. It is also an offense for any entity that is not licensed as a credit union to use the credit union logo. The Deposit Insurance Bill has been developed and is currently before Parliament to be passed. The bill is expected to provide protection to small, unsophisticated depositors, maintain their confidence in the financial system, and also provide stability within the financial sector to accelerate failure resolution strategies. The government of Ghana, with support from the International Fund for Agricultural Development, IFAD, has provided capacity building to the microfinance apex institutions and associations and their members on microfinance operation, management and governance. Currently, 10,711 staff of microfinance institutions have been trained, including a cadre of 30 trainers of trainers. Notwithstanding the successes chalked towards financial inclusion, there are still major challenges that tend to undermine the stability of the financial system. These include regulatory, management and governance issues, and others including the offer of unsustainable products such as high interest rate charged and offered by some microfinance institutions. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, financial literacy does not only refer to the acquisition of knowledge and understanding of financial concepts. It also involves the application of such knowledge in making effective financial decisions across a range of financial products, as well as improving the financial well-being of individuals and small businesses. Financial literacy of the individual, households, and small businesses on savings and investment and the management of risk have been identified globally as a critical tool for development. Making decisions on these issues require essential and basic knowledge that enables a financial service consumer to make sound financial decisions and judgments. Financially literate consumers help to reinforce competitive pressures on financial institutions to offer more appropriately priced and transparent services. Through effective negotiation skills, effective comparison of various options, and asking the right questions. Currently, we are witnessing a rapid growth of microfinance companies offering risky and high-cost instruments as well as complex financial products and services that use mobile platforms. In view of these, there is a need to scale up the financial literacy campaign to enable Ghanaians, especially in rural and deprived areas, to have the necessary financial skills in choosing and using financial products wisely. Since 2008, the Ministry of Finance initiated the National Financial Literacy Week Awareness Program, which typically brings together stakeholders in the financial and private sectors to educate and promote financial awareness among the citizens of Ghana. Currently, the Ministry, with other stakeholders, is conducting a nationwide financial literacy and awareness campaign in all the 10 regions of Ghana. This is aimed at scaling up a countrywide outreach to provide deeper understanding of the full range of financial services available to our rural folks, especially those in the agricultural sector, including all involved in the value chain of agricultural produce. Experience has shown that financial education early in a person's life leads to financial independence and sound investing decisions. In this regard, it is gratifying to know that government has integrated financial education in the reviewed senior high school syllabi for social studies, management and living, and business management. The expectation generally is to equip students at senior high schools with adequate knowledge of basic financial issues and to enable them to make informed financial decisions as future customers or financial service providers. So far, the content for the teaching and learning materials has been developed and expected to be rolled out. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, cherished participants, in our quest to create a robust, diversified domestic financial sector that is responsive to our economic needs, we need to design appropriate financial products through innovative delivery channels, including technology and low-cost access points. We believe that as key stakeholders, there is a need for coordination between the private sector and government as we work towards more effective and closely aligned policies and activities that support financial inclusion. The Ministry of Finance, as an institution charged with the responsibility of providing policy direction, is ready to provide the platform for effective coordination and collaboration, including monitoring and evaluation, in order to maximize the desired impact of all financial inclusion activities. Before I end my address, I would like to thank the organizers, United Nations Capital Development Fund, MicroLeads, Care Ghana, the Bank of Ghana, Fidelity Bank, and all other collaborators. And also say a big welcome, Akwaaba, to all our international participants. and other participants to this forum, and I wish you well in your deliberations. Thank you very much.